This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Our first portion of each hour that we spend together every week is devoted to the news or some of the elements that are important that have happened in the world of farming this week. And I start with a focus on what I wouldn't have expected from a couple of senators that I'm not necessarily fans of, but I kind of like the emphasis that's coming from Senator Warren. She was running for president, you recall, Elizabeth Warren, Massachusetts, and Cory Booker, another presidential wannabe, didn't get very far. He's from New Jersey. They have introduced a bill this week to put an end to factory farming. What do you think of that? It's called the Farm System Reform Act, proposed by Booker, actually, late last year. And the story, as I read through the bill, it aims to put a stop to any new factory farms and the monopolistic practices of the factory farm industry, just the opposite of what the family farm does. It would hold concentrated animal feeding operations responsible for their environmental impact. And boy, all you got to do is drive by one of these places where there are 5,000, 10,000 cows that stink to high heaven for miles before you get to the farm and miles after. And you know that there are those big piles of, I was about to use the S word, big piles of manure all over the place. These are a disgrace. They're not farms. They are factories, milk factories. So Elizabeth Warren apparently agreed to co-sponsor the bill after some incidents of unsafe working conditions and outbreaks of COVID happened in the large meatpacking plants that are run by, the Chinese, Smithfield and Tyson. The Chinese have got their clamps into Tyson as well. So this is something that has attracted a lot of attention. Also, Representative Ro Khanna of California is co-sponsoring the effort, has introduced companion legislation over in the House of Representatives. So I'm looking at some of the comments, like Warren said, for years regulators were looking the other way while these huge multinational corporations crushed competition in the agriculture sector. I'm surprised she even noticed, but 2 points to her for doing it. She recognizes what we've all recognized for the past 10, 12, 14 years, the Chinese and other international corporations coming in to seize control over our key food markets. There's an interesting article about this in Newsweek magazine this week. If you don't know that much about it, you can go to Newsweek. I'm looking at that article itself. The COVID crisis makes it easier for big ag to get even bigger, gobble up smaller farms, and lead to fewer choices for consumers. But people are getting the message. You've heard me talk about in my quest to protect the family farm and our interests in the family farm, ours being mine is one, and I certainly want to protect my interest in it. The milk, the dairy, I was talking to a couple of fellows that run large dairy operations. Excuse me when I say large, 100 cows, family dairy operations in New York. And they were bemoaning the fact that Dairy Farmers of America has come in and made quotas for all the milk. And they're beginning to put together plans for a co-op of four or five farms in the area. Have a little processor, they'll sell the milk, they'll sell it out immediately because people are now recognizing, okay, they didn't know where the food came from before, but now they know. And so they're seeking out good milk and local suppliers of that and other foods, signing up for CSAs, that kind of stuff. The tight control that a handful of companies have on the entire meat and dairy industry, it's time this has changed. And I'm glad these people have finally, we all have been working into this for a long time. There are four companies that control 85% of the U.S. beef market, for example, and the pork market, the chicken, all four companies They're all consolidated. The concentration makes the food chain extremely fragile, for sure. So that's why this is an important move. Thank you for that. Maybe some of you have seen the news this week about Bayer and Monsanto, which is one of the same Bayer bought out Monsanto, trying to buy out all of the thousands of cancer lawsuits that they have. Even while they are still telling people that it doesn't cause cancer, they have 125,000 cases, suits against them, and so far all of them that have come to trial have resulted in payouts of an average of $80 million. So if they have to pay out $80 million to 125,000 people, that's $10 trillion. So let's see what they do about fixing that problem. A couple of news items here on the American Family Farmer. Let me remind you, let me go into the world of getting a good night's rest for farmers. The folks at MyPillow making it very easy for all folks all around the country to get the best night's rest because their sheets, their pillows, the duvets, the towels in the bathroom, any kind of pillow, all on sale, the BOGO sale, buy one, get one free. So let's get all of the bedrooms in your house changed over to MyPillow so you can wash them, you can dry them, keep them clean so that you are clean and comfortable each night when you go to bed. Go to MyPillow.com. Get the results of all of the work that this great American company has produced so you can enjoy the fruits of your labor by getting a great night's rest. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV when you check out.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Continuing on now in this week's American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen introducing you to a horticultural therapist. Who would have thunk there is such a person or such a description for a job as horticultural therapy? Well, one Joel Flagler has joined us here. He's a 33-year professional at Rutgers University on the faculty there of the Agricultural Extension Unit, the Cooperative Extension Unit in Bergen County, as a matter of fact. they're gonna, as soon as I said that to people listening, and we're on a couple of hundred radio stations around the country, plus we do a podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So when people hear horticultural therapist, they're certainly now paying attention because they want to know what the heck a horticultural therapist is. Is it kind of like I have on my dairy farm? I have cattle therapy, and there are horse therapists, and there are dog therapists. So can we have the same kind of therapy leaning up against a pot of plants?
I guess you can, and indeed, whatever works. And horticultural therapies, not new, but the profession is new, and it shows great potential.
How so?
Well, we have programs that work. I have federally funded grant programs for horticultural therapy with veterans, for instance. So we have two veterans medical centers in New Jersey, and we engage veterans of all ages and all capabilities in various activities with their goals in mind. So goals can be physical, mental, cognitive, social, even vocational. So we are going to deliver horticultural and agricultural activities to meet those goals.
How many people are we talking about here, Joel?
Nationally or in a particular program?
Either or both, actually, would be instructive, because you're in New Jersey, so
that's
talk
right.
About the program there you're closest with, but what else is going on around the country that people may want to pay attention to?
Sure, that's a great question. So indeed, this is a national and international professional association. We are represented in America by the American Horticultural Therapy Association, and they indeed grant professional registration and promote research and represent the profession in many ways. So I'm connected with Rutgers. I've been a professor at Rutgers for 33 years. I'm also an alum, and what's cool about Rutgers is that they had the vision to see horticultural therapy as an innovative way of really working with the disability community, and that's where it begins. It begins with people who have special needs, people of varying ages and backgrounds who have special needs, which come in many different forms. We are going to use horticulture, gardening, live plants to reach goals, use it for sensory stimulation, use it for job training when we're dealing with young people, and it's a wonderful thing. I've been involved for almost 40 years, but I'd say since the pandemic, the focus on horticultural therapy has been keen. Now, nationally, we again have conferences. We have chapters of the American Horticultural Therapy Association. I've been a registered horticultural therapist since 1984. Now there are probably close to 1,000 registered horticultural therapists in the United States. What's special about New Jersey is Rutgers, where the state university. I'm an agricultural extension agent, so I work with farmers and the whole agricultural community in all its many diverse forms, nursery, ornamentals, and production ag. And everybody can relate because, you know what, disabilities arrive in farm families just as they do for the rest of the population. So if we can use the garden and use horticulture and use that wonderful bond between people and plants as part of the healing and rehabilitation process, that's great. Everybody benefits. So I have programs all over New Jersey with developmentally disabled, autistic youth and adults, post-stroke seniors, youth at risk, veterans, as mentioned, well elders, geriatrics, you name it. The nice thing is that horticulture seems to have a place for each of these populations.
All right, so how do you work with and find farms and farmers with whom you must be working? You have to have a cooperative thing here. You're not just going down to the local hardware store and buying a bunch of plants and setting them on a box and say, okay, here's our aid for you. Here's our therapy for you today.
Yeah, well, I sit on the County Board of Agriculture, so I'm working with traditional farmers, vegetable farmers, fruit farmers, greenhouse growers, nursery, et cetera. And because this is Bergen County is where I'm assigned in agricultural extension, it's extremely diverse, and we have wonderful farms right in the presence of, in the shadows of New York City.
Yeah, so, I can imagine. All right, hold on a second. Hold that thought. I also want to envision. I'm a word guy, but I'm also I want to use my mind to envision how this looks, if you will. So let's get to that in a moment as we continue with Joel Flagler, horticultural therapist, on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Flagler joins us this week, a horticultural therapist from New Jersey, associated for many years with Rutgers University. I've seen pictures and posted them of young 4-H kids who were doing cow therapy. The cow was asleep at a fair, and the kid fell asleep on the cow's belly. There's that. But there also are men and women who've been in the service that have gotten therapy from cows and horses and dogs and all kinds of stuff. So with that picture in my mind, I wasn't really being facetious, frankly. There are a lot of people who think I'm crazy, but I know that plants talk to each other, that they are living beings, as are other things that maybe have a different sort of heart and soul to them. But plants are living, and thus the benefit, the energy that comes from them. I don't know if we can go as far as say plants have feelings. I think some people can make a case for that. Paint us a picture as to how this works, how you put these people who need the therapy together with the appropriate material. I'll use that word.
Right. Great question. So it looks differently depending on what group we're working with. So I'll go back to the veterans, where we have no less than 5 individual horticultural therapy programs at this Veterans Medical Center, because veterans come in all sizes and ages too, and all capabilities. So we'll think about some of the least capable, and we'll think about the dementia unit, veterans with dementia who have memory loss and all of those needs. We'll assemble them in small groups. We will do a lot of smelling and touching and sensory stimulation, because often the olfactory stimulation and fragrance and unusual textures can stimulate somebody. Sniffing mint and smelling a gardenia and crushing a leaf of rosemary, that goes right to our brains, and it gets somebody out of their lethargy and brings them into the moment. From that, we'll build. Maybe we can get them to assist in planting a small seedling. Maybe we'll have a plant that's representative of that time of year. So poinsettias at Christmas, Easter lilies, Mother's Day roses. There's always a plant that's appropriate for that season or holiday, and we'll use that, because everybody has grown something at some point or another. Everybody perks up when they start to see a beautiful flower, or again, fragrance. So we'll work to their capability and maybe encourage a little more, but you have to be realistic about what you can expect from that individual based on what their special needs are.
These people need to kind of figure out how to settle down. This, you were talking about the groups that are likely to use this. The farming sector is not exactly in the peaceful, easy-feeling mode at the moment, especially dairy. But a lot of the family farmers to whom we speak on this program are having really tough times. The suicide rate among farmers, family farmers, is in the hundreds since the beginning of the year, especially since the beginning of the pandemic. So this is something that perhaps we can use right there where you get this. I wonder if you've had that experience, if you've had farmers.
Oh, definitely. You're right on. And in Bergen County, New Jersey, where I'm the agricultural extension agent, my farm families are struggling. They can't get the labor that they typically get. Seasonal labor has been affected. Residential labor has been affected. And even though agriculture is essential, as we all know, the stress is huge. How to move the product? My nursery and greenhouse growers, they're just struggling.
Yeah,
they
right.
missed already well, Easter and Mother's Day. Very
yeah. Special. One of the things that is, you know, most people think of New Jersey as Newark. I will tell you, southern New Jersey, the coastal areas, inland, sort of the Pennsylvania side, has some fabulous agricultural opportunities, fabulous farms down there that you don't even think of when you think of New Jersey. So, yeah, there's plenty of opportunity. We continue exploring this fascinating new area, horticultural therapy, with Joel Flagler. I'm Doug Steffen here on the American.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The city where George Floyd passed away after four police officers held him down in a chokehold is making big changes there in police department policies. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
The city of Minneapolis has banned chokeholds from the police department. When I hear that, the first thing I just have to be honest is that's a pretty damn low bar, just to start with, in terms of that we hadn't had that.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom is also moving to ban chokeholds there as well. In the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Storm Cristobal is heading toward the Louisiana coast. Landfall is not expected until late Sunday. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is warning of heavy rain and high winds all weekend.
We could face a sustained tropical storm force of wind. So we're talking wet and we're talking wind here.
This is USA Radio News. On Friday, President Trump signed a bill loosening restrictions on how small businesses can spend stimulus loans without having to pay them back. The legislation applies to the Paycheck Protection Program, part of a $2 trillion stimulus package that Trump signed in March. The legislation now allows businesses to spend the money over the course of 24 weeks instead of 8. It also allows more of the money to be spent on non-payroll expenses, from 25% to 40%. The president says the country is getting back on track after coronavirus shutdowns, with more than 2 million jobs added.
I didn't know it would start this quickly. I thought it would start in August, September, but it started very early.
He invoked the name of George Floyd, saying that a better economy will be better for racial tensions.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Next half hour of our American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're all here to help. That's my mantra. People say, you know, you're always saying that we're all here to help, but we are. And so here's that. We all have to make a living. We all have to do things that hold our lives together, our bodies, our minds, our spirit together. We have to work hard on our family relationships and that sort of thing. And that involves sometimes service above and beyond whatever normal is. I don't even know what the hell the normal is anymore. And I don't think anybody else does. Everything's up in the air. So the more things that we have, like horticultural therapy that may be new, understanding what people and plant relationships are all about, the benefits. You know, I was talking about farmers and stuff, but there are many other people in these categories. Did you come up with this on your own, Joel, or did who came up with this?
I wish I did. I'll tell you, horticultural therapy has been around for thousands of years.
Really?
And in this country, we recognize Dr. Benjamin Rush, who signed the Declaration of Independence and was a physician in the late 1700s. He is the father of horticultural therapy. He's also the father of modern psychiatry. So we get to see someone who's forward-thinking in the late 1700s, who has a new way of approaching the disability community and wants to deal with disability with kind and effective ways. So Dr. Benjamin Rush is credited with being really the first to prescribe horticulture and the first to document the benefits to those patients who are out working in the fields and the gardens.
You know, it's really interesting. What's old is new again.
Yeah.
And you can see that. And maybe that's how we settle or fix many of the problems we have to, you know, people talk about forward thinking and a lot of the new things that are going on, what the next frontier is. Is it space? Is it the ocean? I don't think it's either of those two things. I think it's the mind. I think the mind is, you know, the fact that we don't use much of it, and frankly, with all the devices and modern technology, we're losing the battle to use your brain more. We're using it less. And so the more we can connect with nature, that's what I love about the farm.
frankly. It challenges me every day. And most people I know who are on the farm, you have all kinds of things. Sometimes they repeat the weather, condition of the soil, what do we need to grow that is new that people are going to respond to, or how are we going to promote ourselves. All of these things offer great opportunity. And this program is an outgrowth of that, because I want to help people. I don't get much out of it other than having great conversations with guys like you and knowing that I am helping a bunch of people who really have been, you know, one of the things we have, one of the elephants in the room here is big government and big ag, and how they were screwing with the system, screwing with the people in our country. Although I think with the pandemic, folks are realizing where their food really does come from and are going back. The sale of CSAs, at least around me, has skyrocketed this year, and probably where you are as well. It's unsettling, but yet it's good to see that we have different things that are working on our well-being. All right, so let's get back to what you have coursework in this. I would be interested to know how you do a syllabus and how you create courses around this.
At Rutgers, we've offered a bachelor's degree and also a certificate in horticultural therapy, and we're one of the few universities in North America that offers these accredited programs. So we have four different courses in horticultural therapy, and our courses are well subscribed. We're part of the plant biology department, so it is indeed a science as well as an art as well as a healing activity. A typical syllabus is 16 weeks at Rutgers, and of course we have typical exams, but students have to learn not only how to start a program, but how to set goals, how to understand disabilities, and just understanding the nature of disabilities is huge. Everything from cerebral palsy to autism to dementia, there's so much to know, and once we understand the disability and the goals for that individual with that disability, we can then structure horticulture to fit in. So obviously, when it's young people, we want to introduce vocational skills, because anyone under 40 should be maybe thinking of a job or a part-time job or even a lifelong hobby. Growing food, you mentioned before, everyone should know their local farmer, and everyone should have a hand in maybe trying to grow some food, grow some herbs, understand what safe food systems are, and really get up close and personal with plants. I think since this pandemic, there's been a huge interest in gardening among people who've not gardened before, maybe because they're home more and their kids are home and parents are home and disabled relatives are home. So a lot of new interest in using the garden for all kinds of new purposes, learning, a schooling, a homeschooling tool, a place to chill, using the garden for escape. So that's something else we teach our students at Rutgers, how to design gardens, how to select plants. You have to be a green thumb. You have to know your shrubs. You have to know your trees. You have to know your herbs, your perennials, your annuals, and the nice thing is too that I can direct people to go to our garden centers, go to our farm markets, go to our nurseries. So people are going to buy things for new reasons, for horticultural therapy, and I know this because I have a nice close relationship with a lot of our nurseries and garden centers and farm markets. So that's a nice thing too.
Plus the fact that it's going to add a whole different sales tool. People that are involved in it, maybe you'll, for the first time in their lives, are getting close to a farm, because people are so distanced now. Where you know, most people don't know where the food comes from. Most people don't know what it's like to be on a farm. I open up my farm every weekend for families to come see the calves, see the cows, see the chickens, see the ducks, see the whatever it is, because they don't know. The kids, they're fascinated with life. Because they just don't know. It is amazing how from our age to this age, people have disconnected themselves or been disconnected. It's pretty amazing. We'll continue. I want to talk to you about some of the other things you're working on regarding preservation of farmlands. I'm a big advocate of the right to farm movement, which is something that is completely misunderstood by pretty much everybody who's not on a farm, mostly the people who are in government who are unfortunately mostly boobs, unless you know find the rare person who may have a connection to the farm. But statewide, usually governors and certainly the federal government has got their head stuck where the sun doesn't shine. So we'll talk about that. Not that I'm trying to create any controversy here. Joel Flagler, a horticultural therapist from Rutgers University, is here talking with us on the American Family Farmer. Thought for those of you who have had a strong body through your life and now you're worried because there are deficiencies in the food and it may lead you to being ill, colds, flus. Depression comes from bad food. And one of the things that I've seen, the study of vitamin D is linked not only to COVID-19 mortality, but it's pivotal when it comes to your point of view, when it comes to your feelings. The bottom line is having enough vitamin D is very good for everything in your body and about your body. So as a soulful preparation for your being better, I know vitamin D supports all good health, physical, mental, emotional, healthy immune system is so important right now. So if you are vitamin D deficient, and chances are, like so many other Americans, you are, time to tout and point you in the direction of Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products. Advanced D is doctor-formulated, clinically validated, at 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus magnesium, selenium, potassium, zinc, and boron. All the best. Purity's best-selling Advanced D, available right now, $19.95 for 1 month supply. And not only do you get that, this is like the guy who does the infomercial, but wait, and there is more to this. For $19.95, when you go to purityd.com, you're going to not only get Advanced D, but you're going to get a free bottle of Ultra Pure Fish Oil, a 1 month supply, and free shipping. So let's get in line right now. Go to purityd.com. Advanced bone and muscle support with the Ultra Pure Omega 3. That's also free shipping you get by going to purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Supplies are limited, so work on it now.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Congratulations for those of you who are listening for the first time to WZXI, AM and FM in Lancaster, Texas. Happy to be along with you on Sunday mornings. That's WZXI, AM and FM in Lancaster, Texas. Nice to have you along for the ride. You'll be learning about things on this program like composting. This past week, there was a big to-do. I know it gets lost in the discussion of the pandemic and all the riots, but we are on the farm trying to do our part to conserve natural resources. And I wonder if this isn't a good idea for all of you who are running family farms. I'm doing a composting thing. I find that because I don't like fertilizer, composting is a great way to save on fertilizer, save on water, save on energy, save on fuel, save on money. Keeps toxins from getting in the runoff on the farm and the groundwater. The use of natural fertilizers that come from compost makes your fields, if you have big truck gardens, that sort of thing, very hospitable to honeybees and hummingbirds and worms. So composting the organic matter that is decomposed from leaves, from grass, from food, kitchen scraps, that's what I'm doing. I'm starting that sort of facility on my farm. Newspapers, leaves, wood chips, coffee grinds, anything except processed foods. You can't put Twinkies in the compost. You can put meat in. You can put fish products, that kind of stuff. Composting is great, saves a lot of resources, and because of its high nutrient content, it adds to soil stability. But you probably already knew that because you had your soil tested. So why don't you look into it? It's an idea. I like to pass along ideas to help us all reduce and reuse and recycle. Composting, celebrated on your farm. Back to Joel Flagler for a couple of more minutes here on the American Family Farmer, horticultural therapist, professor at Rutgers University. So the right to farm bylaw that I assume is codified in your state, it is in my state of Massachusetts, most every other state. Do people really understand, people in government, do they understand what this really means?
I don't think so, but they have to pay attention to it when suddenly there's problems arising between farmers and neighbors. And in Bergen County, New Jersey, we have farms right on top of neighbors, or I should say neighbors right on top of farms. So there have been a lot of problems arising, and the right to farm has reared its head because we have to make decision makers understand that farmers have rights. People can't just call up and complain about dust and noise and smells when they knew that there was a farm there when they moved.
That's it. That's right. Like people who move into they move into a neighborhood that's juxtaposed to an airport, and they complain about the noise. What the hell's the matter with you? You knew where there was an airport there. So I know a lot of people who move into my neighborhood. It's a very suburban neighborhood. I do about 800 acres of farming around, but they're in suburban communities. And, they say they move in because of bucolic views and lovely farm settings and stuff. So when you spread manure, they don't like it. And I tell them, okay, then sell your house and go someplace where there isn't a farm. That's what we run up against all the time. It's an educational thing as much as anything else. So I'm glad you're involved in that. So we only have a minute or so left here. The number one thing, the takeaway, what do you want to leave the farmers and people listening? This program is for farmers. It's for food. It's about farm, food, family. So what message? There's hope through horticultural therapy, and how do we get it in our neighborhood is probably what they're going to ask.
I think there's a lot more horticultural therapy at work than people know about. Many hospitals, nursing homes, other special schools have already had it in place, but farmers in Bergen County have always supported my programs with plants and soil and tools and sometimes modified tools for people with special needs. So it all feeds into each other. The more people are doing horticultural therapy, the more need there is for plants and supplies. So they're going to go to the farm market, discover, holy cow, there's a petting zoo here. It's a wonderful
holy cow!
The farm and the nurseries. It's a good thing. Everybody benefits, and the closer we are to nature, Doug, the better we are.
Absolutely. That's all right. That's my mantra. I've been around cows all my life, and it's done nothing but good for me. Rutgers.edu/horticultural therapy. That's how those of you who are listening that may have some educational bent, or you want to find out how it works, or if there's something in your area, go to Joel's website, Rutgers.edu. That's RUTGERS.EDU/horticultural therapy. Pleasure getting to know you, Joel. Best of luck with your continued pursuits. Don't quit. Keep it up. Joel Flagler, the horticultural therapist from Rutgers, here on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Now this comment, a couple of things I want to remind you of when it comes to listening to the program and the podcast that we have with American Family Farmer becoming very popular as people are changing their habits, their buying habits, more interested in what we have available, those of us on family farms, and they're buying CSAs like almost never before, signing up for milk at smaller family farm operated dairies. That's cool. Matter of fact, our current American Family Farmer podcast, the most recent one at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, is a focus on a New Hampshire family dairy farm that came up with a really creative way to solve one of the COVID restrictions so they could process and sell milk locally. Hear that story. Find out how it may apply to your farm if you're producing milk. You ought to hear this is much better than dumping the milk or selling it to DFA. That I can tell you. Check it out. Most recent podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. A lot of commodities have been left out of looking and reviewing the story with a focus on the PPP and how farmers are getting help from the federal government. There still are problems, and a lot of them, with this food assistance program. I've noted some of my friends, I actually haven't signed up for it yet, but I'm going to do it perhaps this weekend. It doesn't mean just because you file that you're going to get what you're looking for. The producer groups, the individual producers, need to plead their case because some are being cheated out of help from the government. The administrator of the Farm Service Agency says that they're looking for sales numbers to show the effects of the COVID-19 on commodities. But if you run a farm like I do, which doesn't do much business, I sell some hay in the wintertime, but my business is in the summertime. And most of the producers that I know not dairy producers, but I'm talking about people that are selling produce. It's hugely prejudicial against the people that are in the north climes who are growing fruits and vegetables that don't have any production. They're not even in business from December until March or April. So how stupid is it for these people to say, okay, well, you got to tell us what you lost in March, and that's what we'll give you for a check. Well, if they're not in business, they didn't lose anything. So under the circumstances, there are a lot of, you know, the hemp producers, tobacco producers left out, aquaculture left out, the poultry producers completely left out, apple industry left out. Come on, what are these people thinking in Washington? Or are they so focused on helping all of their pals that they have just stepped aside? There was an interesting virtual town hall in Pennsylvania with ag leaders, legislative leaders. The fellow from the Farm Service Agency, Richard Fortas, said he was going to work with the USDA's chief economist to calculate documented sales losses by various commodities. And they said that's how they came up with the initial list. But then these people say, well, what are you talking about? We're not really in business in the wintertime. A lot of people, because of the problems on the processing plants, had to euthanize some of their animals, and markets have been completely lost. It just so bugs me that they're so disrespectful of so much of the ag industry because they just don't know. They don't have a clue, and they don't seem to give a damn. So all this data is beginning to come in. Comments, send lots of comments to the USDA and to the office of the commissioner or the secretary of agriculture, and maybe even the commissioner in your community, or I'm sorry, in your state. The federal rulemaking portal at regulations.gov, you can look for docket ID FSA-2002-004. Follow instructions for submitting your comments. I know I'm going to submit mine. You can send them by mail also to the director at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 1400 Independence Avenue, Southwest in Washington, 20250-05222. I probably should post that on the website. But again, sending information, these people have got to know where we stand. They've got to stop as the public is realizing what's going on. And you just heard me talking about the bill to gag some of the huge agribusinesses. This needs to be in concert with this, you know, this whole business of not really looking into half of the ag industry. Direct payments through CFAP will be treated as income by the government. That is, you'll like the dairy margin protection, agricultural risk coverage, price loss coverage payments. You pay taxes on it, which is also, I was going to say it's unlike the PPP, but I'm not sure. That even hasn't been clarified yet as to whether we're paying taxes on that. But make some noise and get your share, your fair share of the help from the government. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.